This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I'd warned you a long time ago that COVID was going to be a perfect vehicle for this great reset. Folks, they never cared about public health. This had nothing to do with public health to the radical left. Nothing. This was always about power and what, Joe? Control. Always. I've been warning you for 8 years. Whenever the left tells you, oh, we want to do Obamacare because we care about people's health care. Bull. They don't care about your health care. They care about controlling your health care. We want to raise tax rates to raise tax revenue. Bull. They don't care about tax revenue. They care about controlling the stream of money that runs into the government through the private economy. It's always, always about control. It was a test case for them to move towards what they've wanted forever, a reorganization of society under this great reset. They talk about it openly, folks. Again, it's not a conspiracy theory. They talk about it openly, the left. Here's Jen Psaki at the White House, asked about the mask mandate. The Biden administration is going to fight the judges, the Florida judge who wiped out the aviation, the travel mask mandate. They're going to fight against that. Here's Psaki admitting, yeah, it's always been about control and power. Check this out.
We disagreed with the decision immediately. So the immediate steps were to determine what power we had to respond to that. Obviously, that came in the form of the Department of Justice, came in the form of the CDC acting and putting out the statements that they did. But, you know, we also don't take photos of flights as data about how the country reacts to issues, you know, as whether they're ripping off their masks or not. I mean, our focus here was seeing what power we had to preserve what we felt was in the public health interest of the country.
Our focus here was how to preserve power, what power we could preserve. Folks, they want control. They need control. And controlling information and controlling your bodies has always been their goal. It's what the fact checkers are doing. It's what Psaki's doing. It's what they're all doing. And one of the means by which they control you is by controlling information. That's the fact checker role. That's the social media role. And they are using this label where COVID provided the perfect vehicle of medical misinformation and misinformation in general to control the information flow. So you only hear about things positive to Democrats like Joe Biden. He's cognitively there. Look at him. Here he is, Joe Biden running a marathon. Look how tight this guy is. He's toit. So this is the nonsense you can expect in the future going forward. The misinformation and disinformation label is a control mechanism. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. More evidence. Read this story yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. If this doesn't bake your bagels, I don't know what will. This kind of quaked me to the core. Wall Street Journal. California is promoting this medical misinformation crusade, and the journal acknowledges it could cost lives. As with COVID treatment, the intolerance of different views risks stifling scientific advances. What's happening in the crazy state of California, which, by the way, thank you to the conservatives out there, but if you have any ability to escape this now forsaken state, please do it if you are a conservative and come to Florida. The place is a hellscape mess, and I'm not sure it can be saved anymore. If you're a doctor, get out of there today. Why? Here's what they're looking to do now. There's a new bill Democrat lawmakers in California proposed. It would require the state medical board to take action against doctors found to be spreading, quote, misinformation. Here we go, Joe. Related to the nature and risks of the COVID virus, its prevention and treatment, and the development, safety, and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. Holy Moses, get the hell out of this state as soon as you can. Now, this is most likely, depending on if you get a Democrat appointed judge or an actual judge. This is most likely not only unconstitutional, but ridiculously unconstitutional. Can you imagine trying to sue a doctor for telling patients what his honest scientific opinion was about vaccines? Ooh. Good luck with that one in court. You'll probably have your arse sued off you for doing it. But that's never stopped California from doing crazy things before, and I imagine it won't stop again. So in California, if you dare to say prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin off-label because of research you believe, I'm not telling you work or don't work. I'm not the doctor. I'm just telling you, if you're a doctor and you've read research and you think it can be helpful or beneficial, you risk having your license suspended now. What's next? Public boilings? Grilling people on open stoves? Shootings? What's next? You're going to put them against the wall like Che Guevara? Folks, this is insane. You see how they use the misinformation word to mean whatever they think it means? Now, the story gets even worse. Apparently, the Federation of State Medical Boards last summer warned physicians who spread, quote, misinformation, that disciplinary action by state boards, including the suspension or revocation of their medical license, could happen. So doctors in other states could be disciplined for, say, suggesting children don't need to be vaccinated. You believe this? I'm asking Ron DeSantis and the Florida state legislature and state senate, please do something today to protect these doctors and provide safe haven for the free exchange of medical scientific ideas and evidence. Please. DeSantis has been one of the few governors around the country willing to take on stuff like this. You will see doctors, good quality doctors, flooding out of this forsaken hellscape known as California, coming to Florida. Florida is turning redder by the minute as liberals thankfully leave this state. Please get out. Please. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm begging you as a friend, please get out. And conservatives are flooding in. My neighborhood gets more conservative by the minute. I have had no less than 50, 60 people over the last few months come up to me in my Sunday breakfast place telling me they just moved down here from liberal states. And they're conservative. Folks, I say, California wants to do this? I say, let them do it. Why, Dan? It's clearly a bad idea. Yeah, well, they'll pay. What did I tell you in yesterday's show? That nothing's going to change with the left, ladies and gentlemen, until they feel real material losses. The left is obsessed with your kids, with censorship, and with the cult. They cannot change. They are incapable. They are in a cult. The only thing that will change is if the left has no power to enforce the cult because they lose their power and they lose their assets. Real material losses is the only way to redirect the energy of the left away from totalitarianism and censorship onto the path of liberty and freedom again, if it ever is to happen. That's why I say let them do it. California passes this. You're going to see lawsuits out the wazoo, and we still haven't figured out where the wazoo is. And you're going to see doctors in mass pulling up and leaving and going to states like Florida, where we can provide safe haven for them from ridiculosities. Good luck, California. You go double down on that. Have fun. Only benefits us. Now, it's not only medical misinformation that Democrats want to open up the legal field to and to use to control and shut people up. They're bringing in all their heavy hitters now, too, to promote this misinformation thing because they are so eager with the fact checkers, their media people, politicians, California, in other words, to stop and shut people up from speaking. They're bringing out Barack Obama, too. Where do I always go for the morning crazy checkup? Playbook. You ever want crazy? Go to Politico Playbook. You'll see the crazy checklist every single morning. What are the crazies up to today? Well, here it was. Not a coinkydink, folks. Barack Obama has found a new passion in his post-presidential life. fighting disinformation. There it is. There it is. In private meetings and public appearances over the last year, Obama's waded deeply into the public fray over misinformation and disinformation, warning that the scourge of falsehoods online has eroded the foundations of democracy at home and abroad, adding his voice to demands for rules to rein in the flood of lies polluting political discourse. Let me translate that. Barack Obama, who is a notorious grifter, has found a niche and figures he can gain his political capital by calling for censorship because now censorship is popular on the left. This guy is a loser and a grifter. Yes, we haven't played that in a while. That's Obama's national anthem, too. The Soviet national anthem. He loves it. Obama is a grifter and a loser, just like Biden. Obama knows exactly what he's doing. He's calling for censorship of his garbage crap party because his former vice president is tarnishing his totalitarian legacy. So what does he need to do? He needs to get out on the stump to lobby for more totalitarian Soviet-style censorship, because that's what he needs to build his political capital right now, because the left is all in on censorship. Not an accident.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.